First up on the teleconference is Ohio State sophomore quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Haskins set the Big Ten Conference single-season records for passing yards and touchdown passes this year and leading the Buckeyes to an 11-1 record. Dwayne, thanks for joining us. If you could, give us some quick opening comments on playing in this week's Big Ten Championship game, and then we'll open up the call for media questions.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm very excited about playing in the Big Ten Conference Championship game. You know, we worked really hard throughout the season to be able to be in this moment. And we're looking forward to playing Northwestern and, you know, looking forward to putting on a good show.
Thanks, Dwayne. Let's open up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Dwayne, could you just kind of describe what K.J. Hill has meant to you guys and what he's like both on and off the field?
Yeah, K.J. has been very pivotal for our offense this year, and he's been a key player. You know, he does a lot of great things on the field and off the field. He's a smart player. He knows how to play receiver. He is very coverage savvy and very aware when he runs his routes. He has great hands. And, you know, off the field, he's a jokester. He's a great guy and one of my best friends on the team.
And in terms of the game, how much have you studied of Northwestern, and what are your impressions of their defense?
Yeah, I just got done watching film on Northwestern, and from what they looked like, it was like a very stout, strong defense. They play very good football, you know, a lot of zone coverage, and they don't make too many mistakes.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you. No problem.
Your next question is from Evan Allen, USA Today.
Hi, Dwayne. One question. Can you sort of explain where you think you've made the most improvement as a quarterback this season?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing that I've improved on throughout the season is just being a leader of the offense and then, you know, holding everybody responsible, knowing all the protections and picking up blitzes and taking all the steps that are pivotal and important for quarterbacks to be successful. And I feel like I've gotten better with that every game, and I've gotten all the tools I needed through coaching and then all the trust I've gotten from the players to keep getting better. And I feel like it's showing on the field.
And can you describe Paris Campbell as both a player and a person?
You know, Paris Campbell is electrifying. He's really fast, crazy fast. You know, he does a great job with being a leader on his team, and he sets a great example for the younger guys. He's a great person, a great dad, and somebody that I look up to as a young guy growing up in this program. And, you know, he's done a great job for our offense, making a lot of plays. And, you know, he's also a great, great person.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mitch Stacy, Associated Press. Mitch, your line is open.
I'm sorry about that. Hi, Dwayne. Urban said today that he thought you had taken a huge step in your leadership development in the Maryland game when you started putting your pads down and running the ball. Did you recognize that yourself, or did your leadership progress come more slowly than that along the way?
I feel like I've always been a good leader. I just had to find different ways, different tools to continue to get better and be a great leader. So for me, throughout the season, was finding different tools. It's only my first season starting, so finding different ways to, you know, be an effective leader, have guys rally around me. And, running the ball is just one of them. So not figured out, but I did a great job running the ball versus Maryland, and I'm showing that I can be able to, like Coach Meyer said, put my pads down and make plays. So I definitely felt that gave the team an energy and, you know, a certain type of, you know, vibe for me. And definitely felt like they fed off that.
Thanks, Dwayne.
No problem.
Your next question is from Doug Lemaries, Cleveland.com.
Dwayne, overall, we know that this Ohio State Urban Meyer offense has leaned on a running quarterback in the past years. Just overall, how do you think you and Ryan Day and Urban have done in terms of meshing your skill set as a thrower with their normal offensive plan? It's like you had to do some things, they had to do some things. Overall, how did you guys do making it fit?
I thought we did a great job making it fit. All year trying to find ways to still have a great running offense and a passing offense and figure out how we can get down the field throws and get play action passes and just trying to figure out how to be an effective offense is what we worked on all season. And Coach Day, Coach Meyer, Coach Wilson did a great job scheming up for me this year as a quarterback, knowing that I wasn't the same runner as JT was, and then allowing me to spread the ball around the way that I did this year. It was just a lot of fun.
Thanks, Dwayne.
No problem.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Hi, Dwayne. Urban said yesterday that he was going to meet with the leaders and that he was going to be really hard on you guys this week, trying to make sure that you guys keep the right focus this week. Just what has his message been to you guys so far this week?
Yeah, just that Northwestern is a tough team. We had trouble with them our freshman year when we played them, and that they're not going to back down because we're Ohio State. So we have to bring our A game versus them, and we have to be firing on all cylinders. So for us, to take them lightly and to have the same type of week of practice and work that we have done for the last couple of weeks.
As a leader, what do you view as your role this week to make sure that the team does what it needs to do to prepare for this game?
Say one more time.
As a leader, how much responsibility do you feel to make sure that the team does what it needs to do to prepare for this game?
Yeah, that's for me, I just said I'm watching film, so just being able to know what they're doing defensively and making sure that I'm on all of my P's and Q's going into this week will mean the world for the offense, and knowing that I'll be able to, be able to help receivers and offensive linemen out of protections and in coverage as far as plays. So for me, just doing the same thing I've been doing all season is just finding that way to have that edge versus the other team.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Dwayne, I know that you guys have your goals still ahead of you and you're thinking about the future, but, this year you have put up numbers and are probably the most legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate that Urban Meyer's had at Ohio State. And I was just wondering if you could give us some perspective of, A, your accomplishments, B, how you got here, and C, what your thoughts might be in terms of where you stack up nationally in that awards race.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Sorry. For me, the accomplishments this year have been great, and it just shows how much work we put in all season as far as with the receivers and the offensive line. It's been a blessing to be able to go out here and play the way we played, and I'm excited about all the stuff that we've done, the records that I've broken, but, more excited about winning the championship game and trying to find a way to beat Northwestern and, That's pretty much it.
Dwayne, are you taking any time to acknowledge that in your own time or think about it? Like, hey, look where I am individually right now. I know it's a team sport, and I know you care about your teammates and winning, but have you thought about that?
I reflect on it a little bit after the game on Sunday. I see the records that I've broken, but I can't think too long about it because at the end of the day, I have another game to play. So I probably won't think about the records or the stats that I've broken until after the season. But this focus is just trying to figure out how I can help my team win.
Thanks, Dwayne.
No problem.
Dwayne, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
Thank you.